some folks might not realize that girls have been part of high school wrestling for the last couple of years. It's certainly a sport that's been dominated by men for decades. When did girls start really expressing interest in this sport? What was it like then to now having two separate teams?
Well, we've had women's wrestling in the Olympics since, I think, 2004. And it's been a part of the sport for a while, but it's, you know, it's over the last several years, probably maybe five, we've just seen an explosion, you know, of girls wrestling. And it's not just here in South Carolina, it's nationwide. Right now, women's wrestling is the fastest growing high school sport in America.
Oh, wow.
And I will give it, shout out to the ladies on your team. We know a couple of them. Some of these girls are girly girls. So it goes to show you, it doesn't matter what kind of girl you are. If you want to wrestle, there's a place for you to finally do it.
Absolutely. I'm in the halls every single day. I'm in the lunchroom, you know, talking to kids. Hey, you can wrestle. You can be a part of this.
For a while, though, the girls had to compete on the guys' team. Mm-hmm. And we know that it was tough, I assume, for these girls. We've seen matches before where the guys did not want to wrestle against a girl, or they just would forfeit the match. How excited are you now that the girls have their own team?
It evens the playing field for them, because they having to wrestle guys after the guys have hit puberty, it makes it such a hard task that, you know, we needed to transition to girls wrestling girls, guys wrestling guys.
Yeah. I think a lot of people would agree with that. And that's not a discussion here or there about the discussion of female sports and male sports. That's a discussion for another day. Well, tell our audience about your team. What if this is the first they're hearing that one, Rock Hill High School has a high school girls wrestling team and they won the state championship. What do you want our audience to know about the makeup of your team?
Just some unbelievable girls. You know, they come from all different walks of life, different backgrounds, and we just come together and we have one goal, and that's win a state title.
And you did this past weekend. What was that like?
You know, we've had a lot of success on the girls' end of it the last few years. We had, before South Carolina, before the high school league sanctioned the individual tournament, we had won two girls' individual tournament titles. And then the last 2 years, we won the individual tournament that the high school league put on. But going into a different setting, you know, of it being the state titles on the line, one duel, one match. And I talked to the girls a lot this past week about one duel, one match, one win. And that was kind of our theme going through the week. And just, it was a wonderful setting. You know, we're there to start off the state championships and to have our girls, you know, perform the way they did. And it come down to the last match, which was exciting, you know, for both teams. And for our, you know, we stuck a freshman out there in the last match and she goes out and gets a pin. It's just an unbelievable feeling.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. How many girls are on the girls wrestling team, and are they mainly 9th, 10th, 11th graders? Are they seniors? What does the makeup of the team look like?
We have three seniors on our squad, and then it's just, you know, a hodgepodge of different grades and what have you. So we've got some really good freshmen. Pretty much all classes are represented. We've got about 16 girls right now, looking to add more. So if somebody's out there, they're thinking about it, we would love to have you.
You know, for years, I mean, a decade or so, Rock Hill High School dominated boys wrestling on the mat. And, you know, programs, you know, have ups and downs along those lines. So Rock Hill High School has been known for a school when it comes to wrestling. So not only are the guys competitive now, but now you introduce the girls and they're competitive. And this is the first state championship in history, right? Mm-hmm. For high school girls that want to wrestle. So it's the first high school girls wrestling state championship. And understand that it didn't matter what class level you were, like Rock Hill competes in 5A, mm-hmm. because there were just not as many. Everyone competed against everyone, right?
So that's
it wasn't
correct.
Like, this is not the first for 5A and there's somebody for 4A and 3A and 2A. It's probably until they build up the system that there'll be more.
Yeah, we had to have 16 schools that declared for the playoffs, and it didn't matter what classification you were. The majority of the teams were 5A, but there were other classifications represented.
What do you say to folks that look at the sport of wrestling and say, that's a lot of contact? That's, you know, these young people are put in positions where, you know, they're using bodily force. I'm sure you've heard all of these before. How do you combat that, whether you're talking about guys or the girls wrestling?
I mean, it's the greatest sport in the world. It teaches you so much about life. You know, I've said this for 30 years, but wrestling is a series of peaks and valleys. You know, you got to, some days you're in the valley and you got to look up and find your way, you know, to the mountaintop. You know, we've been very fortunate in my time at Rock Hill, both on the guys and the girls side of it, to find our way to the mountaintop. But it's just, there's no other sport that teaches you more about life than wrestling.
And this is coming from a wrestler, because you yourself have wrestled. What is your wrestling background?
I started when I was 8 years old. Wow. In youth wrestling, and wrestled, you know, through high school, a couple years in college, and then got into coaching, and I've done that for the last 30 years now.
Well, we're happy to have you here in our neck of the woods, so please don't go away.
Absolutely not.
It really sounds like you're building another dynasty in terms of high school girls wrestling in the state of South Carolina. Once again, they'll look at Rock Hill High School for setting the example. When you talk about girls that might be interested in wrestling, who makes for a good wrestler? Do you need to be big, tall, and strong, or agile? What are the attributes?
Is it something
attributes?
You can teach?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we take all kinds. You know, guys or girls. You know, typically their build. You know, a wrestler build is short, stocky, but you know, we take all kinds. You know, the long and lanky kid can also wrestle. You know, they have a different type of skill set that we can teach, but it doesn't matter how big you are, how small you are. You know, we can turn you into a wrestler.
If you've got the drive and you really want to do it. Right?
Absolutely.
And Coach, I'm looking at your state championship picture here. You have a lot of coaches and a lot of support there on the team. Some folks might say that's a lot of coaches that are on this team. What do you say to all that and all the support that you have here?
I am so appreciative of every single coach on our staff. We coach all of the kids. We're all in the same room. So, you know, whether it's boys or girls, you know, you can't have enough good help. And, you know, each one of us puts time into the boys and the girls. So you get a room full of 40 to 50 kids. You got to have a lot of eyes to correct things, to make adjustments. So, you know, we don't have enough.
So you appreciate the support is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Now, Coach, when can we change the uniform for these high school wrestlers? Not so much for the girls, but those poor guys out there. I guess they don't really care because they're out there doing their sport. It's no different, I guess, than the guys that have to swim in a Speedo. But, you know, that's what people often always say. I don't think is there any hope coming for these?
There are. Okay. There are two-piece singlets or two-piece uniforms. They call them doublets. But once a kid gets into the sport, yeah.
And they learn
They learn that this is what we are. Mm-hmm. They don't mind the singlet. I introduced early, probably last year, I talked about, hey, you know, to try to promote girls to come out, we're going to do a two-piece singlets. And my girls revolted. They revolted and said, no, we want a singlet.
Wow.
So it's once you're involved in the sport, it's not a thing.
Don't change it. If it's not broken, don't fix it, right?
Very true. And to your point, they're confident. They get out there, they do the thing, they're just going through the motions. They're focusing on winning. They don't really care what you're going to see and do and everything, but
no.
Bless their hearts. We see that often. We're like, gosh. But again, it's no different than the boys that have to go out there and swim in a Speedo in front of everyone. They don't care. They would say, you know what? Less is more, right? Because the less you have on, the faster you're going to go in the water. They don't care about that kind of stuff.
Right.
Either. It's just society and the radio hosts that look at them and say, bless their hearts. when are you – so if young ladies are interested in being part of the high school wrestling team at Rock Hill High, obviously the season is over with. What does that look like? How do folks – what do young ladies need to start doing? How do they reach out to you? Walk us through what that looks like.
Well, we've still got 2 weeks left in our season for the individual stuff, for the boys and the girls. You know, the state championship will be the individual tournament will be in 2 weeks, and then we'll take a couple weeks off, you know, kind of, you know, relax for a minute.
Celebrate your wins.
Yes, absolutely. Great. And then we'll start our off-season program, you know, going twice a week, probably like late March, early April. Somewhere around
conditioning
there.
Conditioning and just staying limber and loose and making sure kids are staying active and they're not just done and picking back up in the fall.
Or winter. For those that don't play a spring sport, we'll start those workouts and then, you know, we'll go to camp this summer somewhere. We typically, you know, all the boys and the girls load up in the bus and go to summer camp for 3 or 4 days, and then they come back and they have the rest of the summer.
Well, we could not be more happy, one, just for your program over there at Rock Hill High School, but two, that history has been made. And, you know, we like to make history here in our part of the state. And congratulations again to the Lady Bearcats. They won the first ever South Carolina High School League Girls Wrestling State Championship. You'll be part of history forever, and that's really cool, Coach. That's Coach Kane Beard. Just congratulations on all the success you've had there, and here's to many more for sure.
Thank you so much. Go Bearcats.